good evening, everybody. It is Monday night at 6:30. That must mean it is time for the third and full-on show. My name is Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Darren. How are you?
I am jaded.
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 Jaded by what?
Not as in Jaded Daniels. I'm jaded.
Jaded. What are you jaded by?
I'm jaded by driving back from Tolonga to get here in time for the show.
Were you the one driving or?
I drove probably 70% of the two-way journey.
70%? 30% was done by your co-driver?
That's right, yeah. It's like a rally thing where we're just like switch drivers halfway back.
Nice.
How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours? It was less eventful than last weekend.
It was fine. I had a bit of a trifecta of sporting disaster.
Oh, yeah, because your little hammy team got downgraded.
They were relegated this morning, yes. My NRL team lost again. They've lost now. They haven't won a game for 8 months.
What about your NHL team?
They are 2-0 down.
Okay.
And teams are 2-0 down in a Stanley Cup pregame are 1 and 128. So the chance of them coming back is pretty low.
Do you remember years ago in the America's Cup where New Zealand was pretty much like 99% header and then lost?
Oh, when they were 8-1 up?
Yeah. And
they, yeah.
So you could be. You never know.
Do you want a story about that?
Oh, no.
When they were 8-1 up,
yes.
I was working in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy there, and I turned around to him, and I went, I bet you $50 New Zealand lose from here. And he took the bet. And it got to about 8-8, and I was like, oh, I don't really want to win this bet. This is going to be a... But you could just see, like, at 8-5, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I made the bet. And in fairness to him, he paid up, but it was the worst bet I ever won.
It was pretty awful.
I know. I don't even know why I offered that bet at 8-1. I just had this gut feel they were going to choke like dogs.
It was embarrassing. Shall we talk about something less embarrassing, the food bowl?
No, I want to talk about something more. I want to talk about something that anyone over the age of 45...
That's very specific.
In our listenership... will be familiar with.
Okay.
And I would like to talk about the fact that this week...
Should I turn my headphones off? Because will this not interest me?
Oh, no. This very much interests you.
Okay.
You are going to send a fax.
Oh, my God. Don't even... This whole thing has been too much for me.
This is insane. Like, who on earth still uses a fax?
It's been a mission and a half that I'm paid to find a fax machine to send out a fax, and it honestly took about half the day today to just locate one.
I can't believe that someone still has a fax.
Do you know what's terrible though? Is I thought we had a fax machine because the printers all have fax as an option, but because it's not actually plugged into the wall, as in, you know, they have to be dialed in. No, doesn't work. I was completely
There, like, is it
just says fax, and you can press the fax button, and it goes nowhere, and you're
just
like,
somebody
great.
Walk in and go...
yeah, so...
I can't believe that people... Because faxes, like, the quality is, like...
Terrible.
Dog.
That's really bad, yeah.
Why are... Especially in a forward-thinking, progressive...
No.
High-tech industry like you work in...
No. It's not forward-thinking at all.
When you walked in and went, do you know I spent my day trying to find a fax machine today? I was like...
That's terrible.
I looked at my phone. Well, I didn't. I was like, why have I got a phone? Because it's obviously 1984.
That was really bad. I have located a fax machine, but I do have to drive to it. Because it's not in our building.
Well, I mean, it's a long way to drive to Invercargill, because that's the only place in New Zealand I could think would even still have a fax machine, since it's like 1964 there.
They don't.
What, Invercargill don't?
Yes, the branch of...
Did you actually go look in Invercargill for a fax?
I had to look at every single branch. I had to look at every single location we have to see who had a fax. And there's only 24 locations out of 100 plus locations that have a fax machine.
In the whole
country.
This amazes me even more that there's still 24 locations. Have you actually checked whether it works before you drive there?
Oh, I asked someone there, yeah. Because I wasn't driving there for and being disappointed by the lack of fax machine. Because that would kill me, really.
This is insane. Like,
yeah,
this is 2026, baby, and we are like partying
thing.
Like it's 1984.
It's been a whole thing. completely new.
Are you in some like Back to the Future going back? Are you going to drive your car 88 miles an hour down the motorway, hit an electric cable, and it's going to take you back to 1960 so you can send this fax?
To be honest with you, my car's from 2006, so it's not far off the fax age. You've seen my car. You comment on it quite often because its tyre keeps inflating.
You are driving it like it's a Robin Reliant with only three wheels.
I need to get a new tyre at some point.
Is it kind of like, are you treating it like a Formula One car where you're driving it at like minimum PSI so you can like...
It's on my to-do list. Look, Darren, you either have me post the socials or get a tyre. You can choose
one of
the
other. Well, to be honest, for the future of this show, and you are the future of this show, as we've talked about many times.
Get a tyre.
We need you alive.
So
how about this week? Let's not do a social and let's save your life.
And go get a tyre.
Let's do that.
Oh, my God.
So that's great. Just wanted to mention, by the way, I was at the Last Laughs Comedy Awards night last night, which is where the big awards of the comedy year get given away.
Did we
the
get one?
Billy T. No, okay. That's for December.
Okay.
That's the Guild Awards. Okay. That's where we try, and then we get humiliated by the worst idea of all time, which Guy Montgomery, who actually hosted Last Laughs last night, and Timber, because they have like 10 million views. So we will get there and we will see if we can finish second again.
Yeah.
And the Billy T Award last night was won by a theatre associate of me and you, Joel Vinson.
Oh, nice.
Won the Billy T Award, which is a massive, massive award in New Zealand comedy. He's now going to probably end up on TV and then forget he ever knew me and you.
Oh,
and then David Carouse won the Fred, which is the big award, which is best show of the festival.
Oh, dear.
So I was there to witness it.
Nice.
As a guest as well.
As a guest.
Guest. Yes. Yeah. Which I thought was amazing because I was like, oh, God, I didn't even pay for my ticket. And then I left Sky City and went to pay for my parking, which was $40.
Ooh, that's...
For 3.5 hours.
Why didn't you park at the Civic? It's cheaper.
Fine now.
No, I just...
It's too far to walk.
It's not that far, is it?
It's Auckland at night.
To be fair, that makes it far.
$40 for 3.5 hours.
That was your ticket.
God damn you, Sky City. No wonder you can afford to have casinos and all those sort of things.
To be fair, most people would say you could Uber and it was cheaper, but you couldn't because it'd be so
expensive.
No,
not for my place, though. I could probably hire a helicopter and it'd be cheaper than parking at Sky City.
Or Ubering.
I think a helicopter would be... How cool would it be to turn up at the Comedy Awards, of which I'm nominated for nothing, in a helicopter?
It would be...
How
be
great
big time.
Would that be?
Big time.
I'm going to do that next time. I'm probably not.
Nice.
But anyway.
Should we talk about food poll?
Oh, let's do it. And do you know what? Let's not talk about food poll. Let's talk about drink poll.
Oh, yes, it was
drink poll.
Vino.
It was vino indeed. It was the what is your go-to wine type with or after dinner?
And I know your go-to wine type is no.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Although, actually, I am trying to be better.
Are you just doing dessert wine, which is just sugar?
I'm actually getting into sparkling, because I now go as a guest to shows, so I got to drink sparkling. Fortified port, I'm down for port. And then dessert wine, I'm down for lots of dessert wine.
Yes, which is just sugar in a cup.
It is, basically, yeah. And it's basically alcoholic Red Bull.
Okay.
And it was a very interesting poll. Of course, there were dissatisfied people.
Really?
Yes, of course. I had Reese and Corin who were pretty much on the same page. Well, actually, it depends.
It does
depends what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And I was just like, make a choice, will you?
I said everything but one. What was the one I said no to?
Did you not say red? Oh, no, fortified. You're not into port.
No, I had a bad experience on port.
Well, maybe drink less.
Yeah, it's a bit late for that now.
Did you hammer it?
It's a bit late.
Did you hammer it?
No. It was so bad.
Because my mom, God bless her soul.
She got done on sherry.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Trying to cook a Christmas dinner and then passed out.
Yeah.
Not to be seen for 36 hours.
It's a good thing it's Boxing Day.
But yes, I was surprised not only by the winner, but the amount of people who have bad experiences with wine.
Yes, well, does have a different type of hangover and a different type of headache.
Yeah, migraines and real bad headaches and stuff like that. And
the all-time migraine inducer, blue cheese and red wine.
Oh, do you know what? I was in Tauranga today.
Did you
have I had a bacon and blue cheese phyllo. Oh, so good.
It was very fancy.
See, well, how fancy of me. Since I've been going to shows for free on guest lists, I've decided to drink champagne and eat phyllo pastry.
And did you have your English breakfast tea with the phyllo?
I certainly did. Absolutely. And drank it like that.
Good job.
Thank you.
Is that yours, by the way?
Is that yours, by the way? Oh, okay. Yeah, just drank it like that.
That one's yours, yeah.
For anyone listening and going, what the hell are they talking about? We have our own cameras here, and I looked into DT's, which isn't even facing me.
Got a three camera set up.
Single, double. Well, if that makes the short, people are going to be like, yep, this is why you're not on commercial radio, Darren.
Single shot.
Yep, single shot.
You know when you ask for your single? There you go.
There we go.
Because you asked for your single, so we have this now.
Here we go. Enough of this shenanigans. So,
what
yes,
were the comments?
Comments were depends.
Mm-hmm.
An appropriate pairing of wine and meal. Once again, the poll makers strike us with broad brush strokes that border on mental impairment.
Well,
thank you, Corin. Well, you'll never get in a guest poll ever again. Akin to someone who has had a full skin of Chardonnay for lunch. There we go. Kaz from the UK, not touched alcohol in 2.5 years.
Good job, Kaz.
And never liked wine anyway. Sophia, I miss drinking wine, alcohol-free, not the same, but one of those headache-inducing things. Matt from Melbourne, where's the grape juice? No, Matt, I actually replied.
To be fair, grape juice is actually quite nice.
I replied and go, we'll post one for the children next week.
You could do what juice? That would be fun.
I could.
What juice? Then Cheryl. Cheryl.
All of the above.
That's John's.
It is.
Yeah, John's
husband. It is.
Hi, Cheryl.
All of the above. Well, it's probably when he starts talking about Alabama, she probably has to drink all of the above. I can tell you one thing as well. She is a mean cake maker, I'll have you know.
I know, you said, you showed me a photo.
I know, but like we had another one this week. We had a carrot cake this week.
And you didn't show me. That's so rude.
No, it was gone.
Cheryl, where's my cake?
There you go. Well, I'll have to wrap you a piece of cake. Make sure she makes one on a Monday, which I'm never in the office to collect to bring to you. But if she made a cake on a Monday, I'd go into the office and collect a piece for you, DT.
Thanks, Cheryl.
There you go, Cheryl. Aaron. Thank you. No problem. Anyway, enough of this.
Enough of this.
Piffle.
Who won?
Let's get down to it. So, in last place, with 7%, fortified.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
With 9% dessert. I am disgusted by that number.
Dessert wine's expensive, though. Like, just say.
It is. I actually did a wine tasting in just outside Cromwell.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the dessert wine. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to buy a bottle of that because they're generally cheap. $48 for a bottle. I was like, now I'm at the counter.
Teeny tiny.
I know. And now I'm at the counter. I'm like, I know I'm going to look really cheap if I go take it back. $48, is that all? It's obviously not high quality. With 12% sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, low-grade people that listen to our show.
Sparkling's fine.
With 14, are you going to gauge on what might win yet? We've got 4 to go.
No.
We have red, white, rosé, and no wine.
No wine.
Still to go. With 14% tied, white and rosé.
I think no wine won then, didn't it?
With 16% in second place.
Mm-hmm.
No wine.
That's a red wine one.
Red, I know. What is wrong with people?
That's the worst. I like all wine, so I'm fine.
Are you like red as well?
Yeah. I do all wine.
Do you?
Actually, no.
Oh, apart from 45.
Malbec, I don't do.
Yeah. But why red? It's so dry and crusty, and it's my least favourite of all.
I just thought you would know to everything about dessert wine.
Yeah, I'm not a massive red and white fan. Rosé, no. Those last four. No, last three. Sparkling, fortified dessert, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so uncultured, though. Cheryl's probably sitting at home going, just get this loser off. Never let him talk about wine ever again.
Cheryl.
Yeah, get that loser off. Not talk about wine again, because instead we are going to talk about NFL news. Hit me with some news.
Shall I hit with you with the Rams extending Matthew Stafford to a one-year $55 million contract? Ty Simpson waiting another year then.
What are you reading into that? That's the end, surely.
Yes, and also they had a ludicrous second-year option, so they were just sorting out some financials there, I think.
55 yeah. mil at, like, 39. Mm-hmm. Not bad, eh?
Not bad at all.
No. And talking of old, Aaron Rodgers, it's over. This is it.
Oh, yes.
He's done. 1 year and it's one and done.
No. See you next year.
Let's not see you next year.
Giants extending GM Joe Sheen to a multi-year extension. That one was a bit surprising to me.
Yes. The international expansion.
Yes.
NFL owners approved plan to allow up to 10 league-run international regular season games annually, starting as early as 2027.
Let's go Mount Smart.
Yeah, let's get it in there.
Shall I hold this up so you know what one to say next? Our team, Jack
yes.
Campbell.
Yes, indeed. Got extended.
Yes, awesome. 4 year, $81 million dollar yes. deal with $28.25 million each year, which is third most in the league.
The next four Super Bowl cities are announced.
Yeah, Tennessee sounds like a fun one, doesn't it?
It does. The others are boring as.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Yeah. L.A. Who wants to go to L.A.? Have you been to L.A.?
Yes, I have.
Sucks.
I don't mind L.A., but yeah.
No, it sucks.
Good for you.
Every part of it.
Good for you. But I don't
what part
don't
of L.A.
so.
Do you like?
It's fun. It's an interesting city because there's all those different like sub-cities in it because yeah. it's one big city. And then you also have like Orange County, stuff. Which has Disneyland, which is where I enjoy.
Yeah. Where was I massively... The Walk of Fame.
Oh, that, Broadway, no, that's terrible.
I was kind of like, Broadway, what am I on about?
That's New York.
Yes, it's New York. I'm just like, yeah, I was not down
not
with
down.
That part of the city.
No, that's a very seedy part of the city.
We had a character come over to us. I can't remember what character, when we were there as a family. And it's like, would you like your photo taken? And we were like, yeah. And then chased us down the street,
yes.
demanding money. So my wife turned the phone around and went, and deleted the photo. And then, I owe you nothing now. Kids were like, the photo.
Oh, my God.
It's like, sorry, kids, I'll buy you some food instead. How about that? Went some seedy Taco Bell instead.
Well, Jacoby Brissett and Cardinals still very far apart on contract negotiations.
It is not going well.
No.
I think somebody's going to get a debut a bit sooner than what we thought.
I know. That is in my notes as well for when we get there, which we can move to there now if you would like.
Oh, hell no. We have some
more news. Okay.
I have two pieces of news.
Mm-hmm.
Bears quarterback coach wants Caleb Williams to do less.
Yes.
So, obviously...
Not pleased with the highlight reel throws, apparently.
No.
Mm.
No. Well, his accuracy is terrible, right?
It wasn't there.
Yeah. And, like, this running around is only going to end him in a Patrick Mahomes land.
First three quarters, he wasn't.
No.
It was the fourth quarter, he always came back. Also, he's not Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is a different level.
I know, but like this whole scramble kind
of
thing
know,
and
know,
like, stuff like
Patrick
that.
Patrick Mahomes, even on that scrambling and stuff, is different yeah. level versus Caleb Williams.
I don't know. Is he the deal or not?
Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we've seen enough.
Because Bo Nix, to be fair, was also a bit of a fourth quarter quarterback.
Quite a few of them are.
Was like, there was nothing for like three quarters and then the Jets... throw a 400-point lead in the fourth quarter. A giant, sorry. Throw away about 400 points. So, yeah, it's interesting. Do less.
Yes.
So they're kind of like, settle your feet and just throw the ball.
Yeah.
Giants DL, Roy Robertson-Harris, tore Achilles in ODA. Yeah. Oh.
Do you know what's interesting? Because when Harbaugh exited the Ravens, a lot of the Ravens players had many comments about how hard he ran the practices.
Yes.
And how injured they got. So I just found it interesting because he's the second Giant to go down with a season-ending injury in the OTAs.
Yeah.
So
that's not a good look.
Nope.
So there's a few people in Raven world going, told you.
Look, I do think he's going to be a good coach for the Giants, though.
Oh, I think the Giants are going to be good. Which means, segueing beautifully...
to the NFC.
As promised, we are going to spend the next 2 weeks talking about what our viewpoints are of each division. This week we are going to start off with...
the NFC, which is our division.
It is. So therefore,
Detroit.
Should we start with...
Detroit.
The NFC North.
Detroit.
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 How do you want to handle this then? Do we just like ramble about each team about how much we love them and hate them. And
I think so, yeah.
Because you would have done 14,000 lines of homework, and I have just got a list of teams where I'm going to ramble aimlessly, pretend to know what I know what I'm on about.
I have a small essay, yes. On the line, though, I have a bit more. Where are you on the hiring of our new OC, Drew Petzing from the Cardinals?
Well, what are your thoughts? I'm all right with it, but I don't know if I'm sold on the Lions.
I think the Lions are an interesting one because there's a few things that I have some quite large questions about, and then a few things I like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like the offensive weapons, pretty good. Jameson Williams, Amon Ryan St. Brown,
yes.
LaPorta, Gibbs. It's pretty good.
But do we think QB? Is that window kind of starting to sort of like close a little bit? He's had some games last year where you went, do you know what, this guy's MVP, and then he had some games where you were like...
I think we'll have to see with a proper OC, because last year was not a good showing for the Lions offense at all, really.
Well, I think those two coaches leaving really exposed them.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. He's got a lot to prove this year, Eric and Jared Goff, so...
Yes.
Also, I just want to mention one of my favourite players, Isaac Tesla.
Tesla.
From the Razorbacks.
Yes. Of course. Of course it would be from the Razorbacks.
I have to say, though, the offensive line, because I think the thing that really went wrong for them last year is they used to have a really good offensive line. Then they had, you know, the retirements and the leave and the departures now. So it's got to come back. Like, there's got to be a good O-line in Detroit. They drafted the first round offensive tackle. So... hopefully, we've got a line back.
I mean, you're saying that Goff's got a lot to prove. I think Dan Campbell's in prove-it territory now as well.
Yes, I think he's got some grace, though, because he turned around the Lions. So I think I don't think this is a hot seat year, but I'd say if he doesn't deliver this year,
it's getting warm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because what he did for the Lions is next to brilliant, really, in terms of their history.
A 2-14 team back in the day to... You know, being on the, at least being competitive every year. But,
I think the biggest thing, though, is we lost Muhammad on the edge. He had 11 sacks last year. Who is rushing opposite Aiden Hutchinson? Because Aiden Hutchinson's great, but you do need like another threat in that kind of backfield to rush.
Otherwise, you become like the Raiders with when Crosby was there. It's like, as long as we double team that guy, well, then there's nothing else, right? Yeah.
So do you think, because there's been some like talk, obviously, about Max Crosby. I don't think they would go that way. But do you think they could maybe trade for like a Josh Sweat from the Cardinals or Thibodeau maybe mid-season?
They could quite easily do that, yeah. I mean, it's going to really depend on where they start.
Yeah.
Is this hole really going to be, is it going to be showed up? Is it going to be exploited? And then... Because you're going to see, because the ball's going to be coming out that way if they've got no threat from that direction.
And you're relying on Wonham from the Panthers, who was fine, or either their second-round pick. Like, those are who you're relying to rush opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Like, it is a bit of a mix. The other big loss, though, Anzalone in the middle linebacker. So you need Jack Campbell, who just got paid to show up. And same with Malcolm Rodriguez. Rodrigo, as he was called, on the Hard Knocks defense. Yes.
So Lions... Yeah. My overall assessment of the Lions, I think they're going to be competitive, but do I think they're going to win the division? I don't know. I've not got full confidence.
I have more confidence, but for the pure fact that the Bears are facing such a hard schedule, that I actually have more confidence because the Lions are facing one of the easiest schedules that you kind of go, they actually generally could go from worst to first.
Worst to first, yeah.
Yep.
And the aforementioned Bears who have got worst schedule.
Yes, shall we move to them?
Yes. So, obviously, we just mentioned that Caleb Williams is do less.
Yes.
And the non-happiness with the film. It's an interesting spot because there were a lot of people who were hot on Caleb Williams last year. I have never been hot on Caleb Williams.
Yes, well
even in college, it's well documented. Mr. Truth, he's not hot on Caleb Williams, although he did have a mea culpa moment in one of his videos where he started to apologise. I was like, stop that.
The thing I don't get is the Iceman thing.
Yeah.
In fact, I always thought Joe Burrow was the Iceman.
But there's also another Chicago sports person. It's like, what are you doing? How about quit the name and how about prove it?
But the repeat, can he repeat? Can Ben Johnson repeat? Can Caleb Williams repeat? That's the big question really, isn't it?
I think... Ben Johnson would sacrifice Caleb Williams in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I don't think he's got any kind of feel of him being his boy at all.
Nah. They've tried to fix the centre spot as well.
Yes.
They did two massive moves.
Yeah.
So that will be interesting.
I mean, if they want Caleb Williams to do less, they need an offensive line that's going to allow him to throw.
Which is this, because, you know, if you have a good centre, the centre can call out the protections, and that would also be getting Caleb Williams to do less as well. But yes, it will be also interesting because their back end of their defence, which was very good, has lost a few pieces.
Yes.
They've also signed a few pieces to maybe make up for that, but, like,
yes,
their defence really relied on turnovers, as Dennis Allen's defence obviously does. If they don't get turnovers, then kind of average is the defence, which, I don't know. We're still kind of expecting them as well to do a move for a pass rusher.
Yeah.
They've also been a team linked to Max Crosby in the recent days, but their main thing is the interior pass rush. They've not got much there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And weapons-wise, for Caleb Williams to throw to, obviously DJ Moore, gone.
But they got Odunze, Burden, who showed up towards the later half of the
Costa
season.
Costa Loveland.
Yep. Caliph Raymond, who was a big part of Ben Johnson's offense when he was with the Lions. Cole Kmet is a good second tight end, and Carl Mononga.
Yeah.
And Swift, obviously, for the running backs.
I don't know. I don't see Bears winning the division.
I don't either.
I think they're going to be tight 500.
Yeah, they've got a really hard schedule.
They have. And I think if they're going to pull any wins, they're coming out of the division.
And look, now people know how Caleb Williams is going to play. Like, defensive-wise, there's going to be a lot more against them.
And I think deep coverage, because of a lot of those throws on the run, were what got him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the guy that can make these things happen. He trying to be that Mahomes figure. I think teams are going to be all over that this year. They're going to have them covered in deep coverage. And
what they did to Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because of the two shell safeties.
Yeah.
In the back. So, yeah. Should we move to the Vikings?
Yes.
I think the retaining of Brian Flores is a big deal, because he brings a great defense. And this is going to be obviously very defensive heavy from my side. His is a great defense. It's disguise heavy and it's aggressive. And you know how I feel about defense.
Yeah.
It has to be aggressive.
It's your
so
place.
You know I like it.
It's someone's got to die in a season.
Yeah. And I do love the pickup of Big Citrus. By far one of the best nicknames
ever. Yes.
So that'll be interesting, because they've pretty much redone their whole interior pass rush, because they got rid of Jonathan Allen. So that will be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a lot of doubt about the quality of the Vikings' defense.
That's the quarterback. Should we get to that big question?
This is the thing, right, is who's throwing the ball? I mean, that release of Sam Darnold to then go on and win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, and the retention of J.J. McCarthy. I mean, what is J.J. McCarthy thinking?
Well, they're trying to hire a new GM at the moment as well. So, great pass catchers, though. Edison.
Yeah.
Hawkinson.
Who's starting?
Juwan Jennings.
Who's starting?
Murray is starting.
Yeah. Because I think J.J. McCarthy still has plenty of time to get injured.
Yeah.
As he will do, you know, we know that he's fragile. So, but they've still got, obviously, Justin Jefferson. And when you've got Justin Jefferson, anything can happen.
Yeah, and Juwan Jennings and Addison are great compliments. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we move on to
what do you think? Vikings season sort of lie, where they're going to kind of lie? Are they going
to
be 500, do you think? Yeah.
All comes down to Murray. If Murray delivers, then easily over 500. If Murray does not deliver, I believe he'll be getting a new quarterback drafted by the Vikings next year.
Well, they probably tank the end of the season and they try and then...
Yeah. The question will O'Connell be there for the new QB?
Yeah.
Because that will be interesting, because you've got a new GM, they might want to bring in a new head coach. So, shall we move to the Packers? Cheeseheads.
Couldn't I just ask you one question, though?
Sure.
Sorry. Going back to the Vikings. Is Murray better than McCarthy? Because when McCarthy was playing, they were winning.
No, Murray.
I'm not trying to make a case. I'm just making a case.
Murray.
Even though I'm trying not to. I don't know. Okay. Packers.
Very quiet off-season.
I think there's problems in Green Bay. I think they could finish bottom in this division.
100% I have them as bottom of the division.
I 100% do not. Jordan Love. He's shown it, but I don't know.
Your biggest thing is your best offensive pass catcher is coming off at ACL injury, Tucker Kraft. Their wide receiver room has to deliver, because they theoretically everyone hypes them up, but they don't seem to.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
they've got pace.
Yeah,
but I don't see. I'm
Micah Parsons also coming off injury. That's another talented.
Yes.
So
I mean, in that position as well, coming off that injury.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm surprised head coach stayed.
I'm not.
LaFleur, I am. I know, but I'm surprised he stayed. Because it's a two-way thing. You can move on. They can move on. I don't know. I thought it was one of those, you know, when Sean Payton left for Saints, it's like, oh, this is a fire truck burnout.
Maybe this year.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I think they're going to finish bottom. I think they're going to have a losing record.
Should we move on to the aforementioned Saints, then, with the NFC South?
Let's do it, yeah. Funny enough, this is the order I've got them so far. I'm going to be very pleased if we go 4-4.
What will year two of Tyler Shook and Callum Moore look like is the big question, really.
Well, my view last season, and this is before they added any more weapons, is had that season been another 2 or 3 weeks, they were winning that division, by far. Now, I know all four teams have improved, but I think the Saints, I think it's theirs to lose this year.
They really need to build on, like, last year.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is they've lost two very key defensive, like, leaders. Yeah. They've lost Cam Jordan, who they could sign back. They might sign back. Yeah. Never know. But they have lost Demario Davis to the Jets as well. So that will be interesting to see how Brandon Staley kind of covers that.
Yeah. I think the Saints left last season in good shape. You're right, the defense in a lot of games, and I know a lot of them were division games, they were not conceding a lot.
No, Brandon Staley doesn't coach as good defense.
Yeah, it was just the offense having to kind of give a bit more.
Yeah, which hopefully Tyler Shook improves on last year. He doesn't have, like, a second year setback.
And then they've obviously drafted pretty strong there as well, right?
Yeah, all hinging, though, on Tyler Shook and Callum Moore.
Well, what's the backup quarterback option, really?
It's Spencer Rattler.
So I'm surprised they haven't... take a vet?
There's no one out there. We already did this a few weeks ago when we went through the backup quarterback market. There wasn't much out there. At all.
No.
Shall we go to the... Who do you want to go to next on your list?
Shall we go Bucks?
Okay, let's go Bucks.
Who really threw that division away last year.
Yes.
5-1 or something they started. 5-1, 6-1, something like that. And then the world just capitulated around them. No Mike Evans.
So my thing is, my big question was, can Todd Bowles really get them to the Super Bowl?
No. They are not a Super Bowl team this year.
I know, but like, then what are you doing? That's my thing. Can he actually get them to the Super Bowl? Otherwise, what are you doing?
I reckon there's 14 teams in the division, in the NFL, that have got no chance of going to the Super Bowl this year, and so they're one of them.
What are you doing as a team?
Well, you're building for next year, probably.
So
they probably think they can get to the Super Bowl. I don't think they can. You think they can get? No. I don't think they. I don't think they're getting out of the division.
Look, if Baker Mayfield didn't get injured, I think the Bucks would have been in a better place. But Baker Mayfield unfortunately got injured, and Shake and Bake left my heart, really. He broke my heart. It was very sad for me, because you know how high I was.
Well, you had them Super Bowl bound, right?
Well, because, I'm sorry, the first 6 weeks, you could have easily put them in the Super Bowl, and then suddenly you got injured and it was sad. And
but you could have put the Colts in the Super Bowl as well. It's 7-1.
No, I really didn't have the Colts. The Colts always fall apart. I never trust their team. Their team is very untrustworthy.
But I don't know, what have the Buccaneers got? Drafted okay, but I don't know if they've got those holes.
My thing, which I said 2 weeks ago with the Bucks, is their draft was good in that they replaced everything they lost, which is a good thing to do, but they didn't get better, they just kind of stayed the same.
So, they just leave them threadbare, right?
Yeah.
It leaves them like, that's how we finish, that's who we are, there's no depth.
No.
There's no depth, that's the problem.
So that's where I'm at with the Bucks. Where are you at with the Falcons?
I was high on the Falcons last year, and they massively disappointed.
See, the Falcons are another one that always
disappointed. They massively disappointed, and I was really high on them, and I want to be high on them again. Coaching, obviously, was a problem last year. Just did not work.
Do you know what I found interesting? They kept their DC, Jeff Ulbrich.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting.
Because they were not great.
No, that's why I thought it was interesting.
They were not great. On defense. They've still got those weapons.
Yep.
They're still loaded.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to... I mean, I think for the Falcons, these are a window-closing team. They've got some great
talent. Oh, they also
talent.
Got more. They got Zachariah Branch.
Yes.
Dotson, who's a good, like, fourth receiver, and Hooper as a tight end. So they got... Like, the thing is, they got
loaded up more. Quarterback position?
Yeah. Quarterback, I will have... I reckon Tua's going to start.
I think so.
Yeah.
You've got to do something different. Yeah. I don't know what Penix's medical situation is.
No. He hasn't really, similar to J.J. McCarthy, he hasn't really played much.
No.
So.
It's amazing, right? You think about these quarterbacks like McCarthy, Richardson, Penix. Mm. You don't realise they've been out for 3 years, some of them.
Yeah, well, they have.
And they've played like 14 games.
Yeah. It's really insane.
Like,
I do think the Falcons have one key thing, and that they're going to be a running team, and they have Bijan Robinson, so that's a great. That's just great.
Yeah. I mean, when he cuts loose, he cuts loose.
It's can you play defense really to match that run game if you're going to do that? But like, then it feels like you're wasting all the
talent. That's right. You're wasting all that talent. So, or you're going to be a Cincinnati Bengals where you're going to beat people 38-35 every week.
That's not normally a Stefanski offense, though.
It's not. Well, that's the interesting part. He's there now, right?
Yeah, and he's brought his staff pretty much down from the Browns as well. So,
I mean, it's a real proving moment for him.
Yes, because he's been given what is actually a pretty good team.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't think they'll be patient for long.
No, and they did, like, they signed some good players in free agency as well.
Yes.
Like, you got to deliver. You have a team, you got to deliver.
Yeah. I think they are, do you want to talk about positional or not really? You want to leave out another time? I was just thinking, you know, if I just recap, I think the Saints, because this division,
this division's weird.
It's any one of them could win. 8 and 9 keeps winning this division.
The hard thing is, you could make a case for any one of these teams to win the division, just because you could.
Yeah,
100%. Also, because their actual divisional games are also always weird and strange.
Yeah,
they never make any sense.
Well, didn't the Saints do the double over the Panthers or something?
Yes, it's just ridiculous. Like the whole thing. So,
Panthers nearly took out the Rams twice.
Yes, it's just
and then
too
lost
much.
To the Saints twice, and it's like, what is going?
Look, it's hard.
Quick recap. Sorry, I think the Falcons' winning record. I think the Bucs could be 500, below 500. Saints. Oh, I don't know if I'd stick my neck on the line and say they'll win the division. But as your Panthers, what do you reckon?
What will Bryce Young look like this year? And are they going to pay him?
Well, I don't think so.
No, never do I.
I don't think he's staying. I think they've took the fifth-year option because what me and you've talked about, there's no better option at the moment.
What are they going to look like without Rico Dowdle as well? Because he was a nice little spark plug.
He was a big player last year.
Mm-hmm.
But who have they taken down there to replace him?
Nothing. Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard. They've put all chips.
Yep.
All chips on the Chuba Hubbard train, and that's it.
They picked up Brazil in the draft. Yep. So they've got a great wide receiver like call, but it's quite a fun little call.
T-Mac was, as I said early in the season, I could see this guy being rookie of the year.
I think by week 11, you may have Haynes King starting again.
I am 100% on that train.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they start 3-6, even I will go as close as 2-4.
Yeah. I
don't think they're tied to Bryce Young at all. I think they took the fifth-year option because there was no better option. There's no, you know, they lost the Red Rocket and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We all knew there was no better options out there. I think they've
made some good, like, the defense is good. They've made some good additions as well. Jalen Phillips have been nice.
They've spent a lot of money there.
Devin Lloyd will be good. Their defense is always fun to watch. They, like you said, they almost they beat
Issue
Rams.
I thought he was getting fired last year,
but he didn't.
He did not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, interesting that he's hung in there. I think this is a big year for Canales.
Yes, well, he has to deliver. Otherwise, he's gone. Right?
I think so.
Well, you assume he's gone, but
and if he's gone, Evero's gone, Bryce is gone, Dan Morgan.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Should we move to fly through the NFC West since we're quite far through the show?
Oh, let's do it. The NFC West is fascinating.
The NFC West has three teams that could easily make the Super Bowl, and then it's awkwardly got the Cardinals, and I'm so sorry, Cardinals.
Oh, no, I don't think the 49ers. I think there's trouble in 49ers.
I think there's trouble in 49ers land, but for some reason they're always in the playoffs, and you don't know how they get there, but they do every year.
Well, they got a great coach who is seemingly very uninterested in the draft.
Yes.
Has a very, very fraught relationship with the GM, seemingly.
Yes.
So
you got a new DC replacing Robert Saleh and Raheem Morris coming in.
Who really did not perform in Atlanta.
But he did win a Super Bowl with the Rams as DC. So.
He did, yeah. So some people are just coaches, right?
You have a completely remade receiving corps, and yes, some people are just coaches.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Flores can't get his head out of that either. He's so hell-bent on, like, I'm an HC and he's not.
Sorry, Brian Flores, there's a lot of additional stuff.
Yeah, there's additional stuff.
That needs to be legally sorted.
Yes, but he's not a head coach.
But he might... I don't think he'll ever get a chance to be a head coach because of the legal stuff, unfortunately, which I think is a sad thing because you never know who could have on the second round. Yeah.
Where were we? We're 49ers, yeah? So I'm...
Yeah.
They're just so injury prone.
They've also got a completely remade receiving core.
Yeah.
The only, like, leftover is Ricky Purcell. And theoretically, Brandon Ayuk is still on the roster, but let's pretend he's not there at all. Yeah, Kittle.
Yeah.
He's coming off injury, though.
Achilles.
Mm.
Well, so many of their players are coming. Bosa's coming off injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming off injury.
Can they say
Purdy is continuously injured. Warner is injured.
Mm-hmm. Their whole team is just injured.
They kind of got that Ravens, Harbaugh, training too hard vibe type about them.
No, isn't it the power station?
But... I don't know. I mean, they are always there or thereabout. I haven't got a good vibe about them this year.
They didn't have a good vibe last year, and they somehow, like, you just kind of go, yeah, whatever.
I had them in the playoffs last year.
A good vibe as a team.
No.
Because there was all that drama last year.
Moving on to the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Cardinals.
Yeah. Well, until they sort this QB thing out, right?
Yeah, and he needs to be there, because LaFleur's trying to install his new offense, and he has no bloody quarterback there.
Well, he's got what's-his-face, hasn't he?
Carson Beck. Also, guy who was the Chiefs backup who also tore his Achilles. Gardner Minshew.
Minshew. Yeah.
He's theoretically there as well. He's currently ahead of Beck on the roster as well.
Is there a good QB amongst them?
I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see Carson Beck just to see what he looks like at this level. You never know. It could end up being a Tyler Shook situation, so you may as well give him a go to see what you have.
Well, if you can't sort it out with Jacoby Brissett, then you have got, you're doing somehow. I mean, where does that end? Do they release him?
They're not going to release him.
Well, what are they going to do with him?
Just argue with him for a whole season.
It's going to be like Lamar versus the Ravens from about 4 years ago.
Will Marvin Harrison ever be a thing?
Well, that's unbelievable.
Because their best wide receiver on their team last year was Michael Wilson, by quite a long shot as well.
I am stunned by how he has just not adapted at all.
No.
I mean, I wasn't really taken with him in college.
But I find it shocking his actual game is how.
The drops, are some of them are appalling as well. I don't know whether it's a mental thing and he's got to move on. And he's got to go on another team. And he's got to be, I'm sorry, he's got to go wide receiver too, so the pressure's off, and I think we may see some improvement.
I do actually like their offensive weapons, because they've got Bourne, McBride, as you know, I love Trey McBride. And then their running back room, as I said the other week, outstanding. Yeah. Like, they have a fantastic offense. Their offensive line hopefully will improve with Clint Kubiak's scheme, who has run heavy and managed to get the Seahawks offensive line there. So you kind of go, maybe they'll get better, because they're kind of like mid-20s, weren't that great last year. And they've also picked up two new guards as well, so...
Maybe that's why they don't want to pay Brissett, because they have no intention of using him properly.
No.
You put Carson Beck and you got all those running backs, and you're just going to pound teams.
Yeah.
You're just going to make defenses tired, and you're just going to pound teams. And that's why they're going, well, I don't want to give you $45 million or whatever you want, because all you're going to do is go...
Handball off. I also thought another team that kept their DC from last year. I do wonder, though, if that's because LaFleur was late to the game and getting hired, so he couldn't actually hire anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're probably going to finish bottom.
On to the Seahawks quickly. Super Bowl winners.
Yes, they are indeed. Lost some very key parts, and they've got some key players coming off injury as well.
Biggest loss, Clint Kubiak as their OC.
Yep, gone to the Raiders.
And their new offensive coordinator has never been offensive coordinator before. It's the tight ends coach from the 49ers.
Do I think they're repeating? No.
No.
I don't even think they're winning that division.
I do think their defense will stay strong, though.
It will be a strong division, but that running game...
Oh, the running game will be interesting, because, like, he's very run heavy, who they've brought in. So Jadarian Price has to come in and deliver straight away, because you've got Charbonnet coming off an injury, so you better get in there and you better be good.
Because, again, we don't know what that's going to mean for Charbonnet. And Warner's... not Warner. What's his name? The guy who went to Kansas.
Kenneth Walker.
Walker, has gone.
Yeah.
So that part of the game is... I mean, I guess he doesn't care anymore, but is Sam Darnold going to be Sam Darnold year two? I mean, he's had two great seasons.
Yeah, you never know.
Is he going to be found out? I mean, Patriots, he kind of shut him down a little bit in the Super Bowl. He wasn't as great and wasn't just terrible Super Bowl.
It was,
I mean, people were, somebody was trying to say, what about a repeat Super Bowl? I was like, God, no.
No.
Please.
Even me as defensive first was kind of like, okay.
Okay, enough. Enough.
Can we just end the game?
Enough, D.
It's obvious who's going to win. We're done. I do like that. I do think that's interesting. They've had some turnover, obviously, in the backfield, but they picked up Bud Clark and Julian Neal, and I think they'll be good and keep that defense rolling. Should we roll straight into the Rams, who are the Super Bowl favorites for everyone this year, it feels?
And I think, you know, it's they've got Stafford. He's still high quality. I mean, remember, we had this conversation before the season started.
That
he had that back injury, hadn't thrown a ball.
Yeah.
What's happening? And then all of a sudden, he lit it up, MVP.
Boom.
Yeah.
I reckon there are two pickups in the, for the defensive back, because their issue was the defensive backfield.
Yes.
Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson from the Chiefs really think they're fixing it. So,
yeah.
Good luck to them, really.
And then the only question, I guess, is Puka Nacua.
Yeah. I think I would not be surprised if they go for a big wide receiver trade, not before the season, but, you know, before the deadline.
Yeah.
I reckon they'll do so.
So, I think they're winning that division.
Yes, that's, yeah, easy.
Yep. NFC East?
Should we start with the Giants, since we talked about them so much this year?
That's right, yeah. Well, they've got...
John Harbaugh.
Well, killing them already before the season even started. You've got
Matt Nagy.
Dart saying...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've just got to be more mature about the way I do, but I'm still going to smash people.
Matt Nagy's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
No, no. Mm-hmm. Well, wherever he's gone, the Bears fail, Chiefs kind of fail.
I do like their defensive coordinator, though. He came from the Titans. I know the Titans' defense wasn't amazing last year, but they played hard, and they played hard the whole season. Like, they didn't give up, which I think is a testament for the fact of where the Titans were in Week 17.
Yeah. Obviously, Cam Scarborough coming back off a big injury as
Malik Neighbors off a big injury.
Neighbors coming off a big injury.
Andrew Thomas, their star left tackle, off a big injury. Slayton, Darius Slayton. Like, the whole of the offense off a big injury, pretty much.
Yeah, Jackson Dart's been knocked about a fair bit because that O-line just didn't protect him.
No, so what will that look like in year two? Because they have got some new weapons. Calvin Austin from the Pittsburgh Steelers came across. Malachi Fields, who I loved Notre Dame in the
Fields,
draft.
Right,
Isaiah Likely and Pat Ricard from the Ravens as well.
I think they're going to be competitive.
Oh, yeah.
But if, you know, they're going to rely on Neighbors and people like... Neighbors was great when he was fit.
Yeah, when he was fit, yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're going to be competitive. John Harbaugh's going to instill some like steel into them, even though...
They have a nasty defensive line as well. Nasty!
Scarborough and Dart didn't mind just getting in amongst it, right? So, but to their detriment.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be fun. They've got some... They're pretty much... picked the Ravens clean as well.
Yes.
So, shall we move on to the Commanders, since we're talking about the DMV region?
I'm not sold.
Dan Quinn has to deliver. When you fire your offensive coordinator and your defensive coordinator, you better be ready because you're on the hot seat.
You're gone, yeah.
Flaming hot.
Oh, look, and I... Jaden Daniels. I love Jaden Daniels. LSU, you know, I have a lot of time.
Introducing a lot more under center concepts as well. So that would be interesting because that obviously protects him a bit more. And then new defensive coordinator, who I think is going to be great because he's a Brian Flores disciple.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in and play aggressive. And they picked up Sonny Styles in the draft.
Yes, great pick.
That will be fun. They've picked up a few other, like Edge from Odafe Owe, Charles Amenihu, Leo Chanel. They've like completely remade their whole defense. So I'm very excited to see that. Yes, because their defense wasn't
there. It was terrible. But
and that's what he's known for, so you better do defense.
I think the Commanders are going to finish bottom of that division.
I actually don't think so.
Who have you got? Giants.
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on.
I have the Eagles.
No. Are you serious?
I'm sorry, the Eagles, that's too much. Right, let's move on to the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Commanders defense, I'm so excited for. I hope their offense can deliver because they got rid of quite a few running backs as well. So that will be, let's go, Jaden Daniels. But the Eagles, new offensive coordinator, Sean Mannion, already creating what is drama, apparently, because Jalen Hurts doesn't like the new concepts.
Yeah, well, he won't. But then this is a guy that's won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I've said this...
I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback.
I think he is just getting real rough treatment.
He is. I think he needs to move on for himself.
I think he does.
I think the Eagles are mistreating Jalen Hurts. I do think that as well. But I think the Eagles, it's just, I think this is the last year of Nick Sirianni.
I think so. I think this, you can deal with drama while winning's happening, but they tanked hard the end of last season.
I don't see them coming back as well because their offensive line was not good last, like, was not what we know for the Eagles' offensive line, and I don't think it will be fixed this year because you also got rid of your, like, great offensive line coach, and you've got Sean Mannion coming here who is an offensive line coach, so I don't know what you're doing.
You've still got good weapons.
Yes, you do, and you, like, picked some other good Eli Stowers, who you love.
Yeah, I thought there was a good pickup for them. I think he's got, and then you've still got Devontae, and you've still
coaching.
Got,
like, you've got Marquise
Saquon,
Brown.
You've got
Dontavian Wicks. They picked up so many, like, good weapons. It comes down to the coaching. Will the coaches deliver? Because they have a good team.
I just don't get this whole Jalen Hurts hate.
I think he needed to move on for himself.
I think he does.
Yeah.
100%. There's a team better than the Eagles for him.
Yes,
where's that team?
100%. He could go to the Panthers.
I'm 100% down on that.
Should we finish off with the big Dallas?
Oh, America's team, baby.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Offense is good. Pass catch is great. They've got a good line. I enjoyed their schedule release video of all the Tylers. That was funny.
Yes.
Would be interesting to see if they pick up some more running back depth, though.
I think they need some depth there for sure.
I easily could win the division this year if their defense shows up. Because the main thing this offseason was their complete defensive overhaul.
Yeah.
Like, complete.
Still got Pickens. Still got Lamb.
Yep.
Still got Dak.
I think, yeah. Hopefully they can actually deliver for Cowboys fans because last year was sad.
Dak's got MVP vibes to me this year.
Yeah.
He's got MVP vibes. If he plays like he played last year, he's got MVP vibes.
So before we move on to Monday Night Showdown, how are you stacking the NFC East? Because you apparently have the Eagles not last.
Oh, no, I've got Commanders last.
Okay.
Probably Giants third.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles second, Cowboys winning the div.
The div.
Winning the div.
Shall I go?
Go.
So, Darren, have you ever watched a blind ranking video?
A blind ranking video? I have not.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to give you 5 wide receivers.
Oh.
I'm not going to give you, I'm just going to give you them
You're
one at a time.
You're not going to do this random, I'm going to read a profile out.
No.
Just like bad Tinder.
So, I'm going to give you 5 wide receivers. I will tell you their names. You're going to blind rank them, so I'll give you them one at a time, and you have 1 to 5.
Oh, 1 to 5, yeah.
Yep, and you have to assign a number to them, and you don't know who's next, so you don't know who I've got. Now, these are all wide receivers I know you like and have talked about that are currently playing in the league.
Don't do this to me, don't mate. And you're probably going to make them all LSU receivers as well.
No, I haven't done that. I thought about doing that. I haven't done that.
I am amazed.
They are not the top 5, and there is a mix of levels because I got a rookie in there as well, just for interest. So without further ado, let's start off this with the rook, who I know you enjoy, Casey Concepcion, who's with our old team, the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
He had almost 1,000 yards last year in college and 9 touchdowns and played for Texas A&M. 1 to 5, where are you putting him?
Well, I got another rest yet, right?
No, this is blind ranking. So you have to say what number.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me 5.
Mm-mm.
I ranked them and then you
blind
had to
ranking.
Try and guess where I'd rank them.
No, blind ranking.
Oh, okay.
So you have to assign him a number before you know anyone else.
God, I'm going to hate this.
Yes, you are.
Because there's going to be, I'm going to put somebody like,
this is
the
called
most
content.
The most dog wide receiver at 1.
This is called content.
This is not great content.
This is great this content. Is, you look is, so uncomfortable.
No, I know, because you're just going to embarrass me in public and go, look who Darren thinks is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
No, I did one that I thought you would easily put number 1.
Look who Darren thinks is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Go for it, Darren.
Go on.
Go, where are you putting Casey Concepcion?
I'll put him in.
Yeah, 1-1.
Oh,
five.
Do you want to know?
You have to say the number, yeah.
Okay, 5.
5.
I'm really not very good at this game.
5 is Casey.
I don't understand this game at all.
I can't believe you've never watched a blind ranking video.
I've watched Blind Date.
No.
Okay, not that. Okay.
No. Your number 2 option is Malik Nabers from the Giants and from LSU. He's going into his 3rd year. His over his career, he's had over 120 receptions, 9 touchdowns, and over 1,400 yards.
2.
You're putting him 2?
2.
Number 3, you have Jalen Waddle of the now Denver Broncos. He has had over... I actually thought this was interesting. How many yards do you think he's had in his career?
How many years has he been out? About 5?
He's going 6? Into his 6th year now.
Reception yards.
Receiving yards, yeah.
Ooh, 6 year. 4,000... Oh, no. Yeah, 4,900.
He's had over 5,000.
Oh, that's close.
So, number... That's close. Your number...
3.
You're putting in number 3?
3.
So that is...
He's okay. Not as good as neighbours.
Okay,
better
so
than Concepcion.
I have who I think is pretty easy for you to place. Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh. 1.
Okay.
Not even close. 1.
So I thought I'd be nice to you. I thought this was quite
nice. Wait till number 4.
So number 4, you have, from the Panthers, Teddaro McMillan.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm happy with this.
You're happy with this?
I'm happy with this ranking.
You're happy with this
I'm
ranking?
I'm happy with this ranking.
Really? I would have thought you'd had T-Mac a bit higher.
Oh, he's no neighbours. He's no neighbours yet. Yet.
But will neighbours come back the same?
Well, we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know. Will T-Mac go back to being more interested in volleyball or whatever sport that they thought he was more interested in?
I think neighbours, for the amount of drama he has as a person, I would say I would prefer T-Mac on my team.
If I could change it now. Jesus.
So you have number 1, you have Chase.
I've got Chase. And I'm happy with Concepcion at 5.
Yes, I think
I'm happy with that. I'm happy at that. That was an early risk to go 5 from the start. And then you come back and you go, oh, yeah, how about? And I'm like... Oh.
Look, I thought these were all very interesting receivers because they're not the top 5 in the league, but they are ones I've heard you say you'd like.
If I could now review it...
You have 5, you have Casey Concepcion. 4, you have Teddaro McMillan. 3, you have Jalen Waddle. 2, you have Malik Nabers. And 1, you have Ja'Marr Chase.
Do I get to change or not? Or have I done? Is that the game? It's like...
That's
no,
the
Darren,
game.
You don't get to change, Darren. That's the game.
You don't get to change, but we can now discuss how you would change it.
I would... With Nabers coming off an injury, I was so hot because I love...
Yeah, I know
when
you love
he plays,
him.
He's so good.
I know. That's why I put him in your people I know.
And what a
love.
Surprise that I went and put him at number 2. LSU 1, LSU 2. Because it's the greatest wide receiver college in all of football.
Yes, recently, yeah. I think it changes as time goes between like different ones. But yes, recently, 100%.
Good God. I mean, if I was to go in the cold light of day, we don't know what we're getting with Nabers, I'd go 1 Chase, 2 Waddle, 3 T-Mac, 4 Nabers, 5 Concepcion. Mm.
Is it? I tried to find, because I know you've talked about Carnell Tate, but I feel like you weren't super hot on Carnell Tate, whereas I think you were more interested in
Concepcion. Yeah, I had Carnell Tate going 4.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I had Carnell Tate going 4.
I thought I thought about what rookie you've actually said you enjoyed watching. I remember you said you liked watching Casey Concepcion.
I did like Casey Concepcion.
You're worried about his drops.
Lemon and stuff like that, yeah. There was a few good wide receivers. Mm. I mean... Carnell Tate, he's gone high.
Yes, I know.
So, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. I mean...
Is there anyone off
if
this
all
list?
Of these were fit...
Yes, then Neighbours is
then
third.
Then Neighbours is second.
Yep.
You know, there's no doubt. When I first looked at it, I went, I'm happy with this list. On cold light of day, I was like, I'm happy with this list. I'm really pleased that I blindly...
I'm glad you're happy with this list.
I blindly put this, like...
And you now know what a blind ranking is. Apparently.
I do. Do you know what? We're all about learning on this show.
Well, you weren't when I started.
No, because I was like, what the hell is going on? What am I meant to... Why is this blind? And I'm telling you, and I'm like, how is this blind? That's not how blind...
It's blind for you.
It's just blind for me. Now I know.
Yeah.
We can do this again, and next time I will not mess it up.
You didn't mess it up. You did a very good job.
Well, I'm happy with that. I was really worried.
Is there anyone I left off the list? Because I really tried to think of
the
obvious ones.
Because I was worried that you
ones.
Had put... Ah, the obvious one's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, but I didn't want to put all of those types of people on.
Well, I did, because they're all from LSU.
I know.
Brian Thomas
Jr.,
let's get him on there as well.
I thought about doing all LSU, but then I knew you'd catch on, so I couldn't.
I know, but it would be hard to rank them. Because Chase and Jefferson, I would really...
Jefferson, Chase.
If you... Yeah, I think so.
Jefferson, Chase.
I think so,
Jefferson, Chase, I would probably have... So, year one of Thomas Jr., outstanding. Don't know what happened year two. Let's hope this year, though, he does well.
Well, there's a chance, right?
next week we'll talk about it.
We will. So now, oh, well, that was very interesting, and thank you very much. And as always, don't forget to get on our socials. Get on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and you will see plenty of our content. So that has been our show for another week. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And we will look forward to seeing you back next Monday. You can